morning, because they're 7 hours in front of us. So it's around midday over there. So I'd like a second opinion, though. The 5ITM, the 5GGW.
Send me a link there if you want of what you found and what you decided on. Yeah, there's a lot out there, that's for sure. But, you know, the European ones, they seem to be made stronger, and they seem to be, the specs on them seem to be better. Of course, they're bigger, too, compared to some here that are built. You know, you get an extra element or two there, so what I've noticed. So I don't know, construction, always good to check out the reviews on Eham to see if anybody's posted anything. They've bought the same type of antenna and what results they find. I always check those results out when I'm looking at antennas because antennas are always a funny thing because there's a lot of variables, when it comes to setting those up, soil conditions even, a lot of things are variables, so can affect SWR and performance of the antenna and so forth. Well, you got pretty good soil conditions over there, so that's pretty good at least. But yeah, it can be a chore to choose the right antenna there, that's for sure. Especially when you're building an ultimate station like you are. V5GGW, V5RJM.
Yeah, V5GGW. Yeah, I mean, they're not cheap neither. I think it'd be, it's 400. I don't know what the exchange rate is at the moment. Let me have a look at my exchange rate thing on my phone. I think at the moment, it'll be $796 each, €495, the exchange rate at the moment is 1.61, but they just seem to be a very good antenna. I'll send you a photograph. Take a photograph of it. I don't know what the best, well, send you a link, you say. But, I just don't want to buy something and then think, I shouldn't have bought this for whatever reason. But it's a big antenna. It's 16 element. Let me see if I can find the details. I don't know what it is, but my app, I'm using an iPad here, and my iPad is now wanting to know whether I'm human or not. I think Demi would have probably agreed with it, maybe saying that I'm not human. It keeps wanting to verify that I'm a human, Randy, over.
V5RJM returning. Yeah, I just had a little episode here. A little stuffed up this morning. Anyhow, there's a lot of those bots that they they just go surfing and tie up websites and stuff like that. So they have that little blip in there. So make sure that you're human where you can actually press that box. So they know you're a legitimate customer or person of interest that's looking at their product. So anyways, yeah, that's a pricey antenna, of course. So I wonder what shipping would be on that as well. So, and are you buying one or are you buying four of them? Over.
And
antenna is, I don't understand this, but it's got times 2, or 2 times 150 watts. Are they more or less telling you if you've got two antennas together, is it? I'm not sure. But, it's certainly a beast anyway. B5GGW, go ahead.
Oh, interesting. Well, I don't know if that's what you want there, if it's for 144 to 145. A lot of de-exing takes place on 14652, but at least you got your single sideband covered there, 144-200 frequency. That's usually on single sideband. But I think I would probably want something that's, maybe it is covered, you know, to 146 or 144 to 148. It's just that the SWR maybe is a little higher, I don't know. Tough to say without looking at the specs, I guess. But yeah, is there an installation type of file there that you can download with it? As far as specs and other characteristics, like how much, how far above ground and all that kind of stuff they recommend for that type of antenna. Back to you.
Yeah, there's a lot of spec here. I'll go downstairs and see if I can send you the link or something to show you what it is, and I'm not very computer literate, if you know what I mean, in operating a computer, but I'll go downstairs and see if I can send it to you, Randy, go ahead.
Okay, I'll let you go there, and probably you need to refill your coffee or tea there, so, I still got lots in my cup here, so, I'm just on my first cup here, so I'm a little behind this morning, but anyways, look forward to getting that link and checking it out, VE5 Golf Tango Whiskey, or VE5 Golf Whiskey, VE5 RJM, we'll be signing by.
I'll give you a shout. I'll send it to you. Make a cup of tea and I'll give you a shout in about 20 minutes or so. And see if you got it. You might have had time to have a look at it as well. Seeing that you're so busy at the moment. Alright. Look forward to your comments. But that's the only thing that I was thinking of, you know, to 145. But then I thought, well, you know, the SWR shouldn't be that far out if you wanted to go a little bit higher. But I'll see what you think anyway. And see if I can send this to you. B5RGM, B5GGW. Give you a shout in about 20 minutes or so.
Sounds good there, Graham, and good morning to Debbie if she's up. The 5RJM is monitoring.
No, she's still horizontally polarized. She's ready, speaking a bit, 73B5GGW.
Good morning, Randy, RB5R.